When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and if you ever want us to toss out your issue to, you know, some people who don't have an emotional chip in the game, you know, send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show, and we'll toss it out and see what we can do for you.
Yep. So she writes, I'm not thinking about leaving my husband, but this is still a problem that breeds resentment that could lead to a split later.
Wow, out the gate.
I'm upset because I want my husband to do something for my birthday, and he never does.
Okay.
We've been together for 7 years. And the first year we were married, he told me that he didn't think that we had to do anything for my birthday because it's 5 days after Christmas.
Okay.
The next year, I still get nothing, not even a cake or a present. 2 years ago, I told him that growing up, I never had a party, and that's what I want for my birthday.
Okay.
Despite this, still did nothing. In many other ways, he's a great husband, but his unwillingness to do anything for my birthday kind of overshadows a lot of those things.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's not fair, but I'm starting to really resent him for it. And, you know, this thing is like a splinter in our marriage, and he doesn't want to take it out, even though I tell him that it's festering.
Man.
So where do we go from here? Do I just give up for the sake of a peaceful marriage?
Like, I'm wondering that last line. Is she saying, like, give up the dream of having a birthday party?
Yes.
Is that what she's meaning,
that's what
you think?
She means, yeah. For the sake of saving her marriage, should she just, like...
Well,
not
how
care
dense
about celebrating her birthday ever?
How dense is her husband to hear her saying this is what I want,
yes,
but not hearing her say this is what I want?
Yes, she has literally told him specifically, this is a big deal and I want this to happen, and he still just ignores it. And that is heartbreaking. If that were, I would absolutely be just as upset as she is.
Yeah.
Because, and especially now, my husband's birthday is just after New Year's.
Right.
January 2nd. So he kind of, you know, suffered the same thing. He's so close to Christmas. I know a lot of, you know, kids or people who have birthdays right around the holidays, I think, go through the same thing.
I mean, even
you want a little bit of separation.
Yeah. Even my wife, who has a birthday on the 13th of December.
Yeah.
Still gets it.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. You still need to have, you know, a moment where you're celebrated. And the fact that he is not getting it when she has specifically talked to him about, like, this is a big deal for me and I would love to celebrate it separately, and he's still just completely ignoring that, is troubling.
Man, I need to kind of take a look at my own life and think, all right, well, my wedding anniversary is in December. My wife has a birthday in December, and then there's Christmas in December.
You gotta separate them all.
And I know that I'm like, sometimes I'm like, well, you know, I'll get her one good gift for one of the three.
And if it's a really good gift and you kind of talk to her about that, you want to do that, and she's on board, then that's cool.
Right, exactly. So anyways, we'd love to hear what you have to say about that, because I don't think that ending necessarily a marriage because of this is the thing to do, but I'd love to hear your suggestions on how she approaches this with her husband to get him
to start
understand.
Hearing her.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. This is all over a birthday. Group therapy. She's got a birthday that's, what, December 30th, I guess? And, doesn't really get a whole lot of attention on her birthday. In fact, gets no attention on her birthday, especially from her husband, even when she says, all I want is a party. That's all I want.
Yeah. It's been 7 years, and she has, like you said, specifically told him it's important to her to still celebrate her birthday separate from Christmas, and he just is completely ignoring all of that. Jackie says, first, don't give up. This is important to you. And even if you try to let it go, it'll fester. Like you said, this isn't a one-time thing that you can just let go in the past. It's going to come back up every year. It sounds like you have talked to your husband, but unfortunately, you may have to be super explicit that you expect something for your birthday.
Yeah.
My husband isn't super into birthdays, so I ended up having to tell him that it was a full-on expectation that I got something for my birthday. Could be as simple as a card, but I wanted some sort of recognition on that day.
Something, right. Got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous, but says, my husband does something similar, but with another issue. I'd say throw your own party and buy your own gifts, LOL.
Yes. Absolutely. I would do that too.
Beth.
That's a great idea.
Well, myself being December 12th as a birthday, for having a December birthday right also, I get it. And it was a big deal for us growing up. Literally, my mom had me go pick birthday presents out of Christmas presents.
Oh my gosh.
And if her husband can't respect that, then he doesn't respect her on so many different levels.
Oh, so you're saying that it could, this could be a deeper problem.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, Jennifer.
I gotta say, how dense is this husband that he does not understand that she has said, I want this for my birthday?
So, yes. What do you think she does? How does she get him on board with this? What would you say?
Get aggressive, man. Get aggressive. Don't celebrate his birthday. Don't celebrate his Christmas until he gets on board.
Okay. All right. Like thank you, Jennifer, for that approach.
Hey, no problem. Bye.
See ya. Hey, Nikki, so what's your thought?
Yeah, on the birthday, I think maybe she should just plan herself a party and then tell everybody she had to plan it herself and shame her husband that way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That'll get the point across.
Yeah, hey, do you like this party? Planned it myself and then and then maybe, so maybe that actually, even though that sounds kind of aggressive and petty, that may be a good approach in that get your friend group on board to tell her husband, right? Because obviously what you're saying isn't cutting through.
Right.
But something about hearing it from your friend group, like, dude, you're not even throwing your wife a birthday? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like,
exactly.
Maybe that hits closer than even his wife.
Well, the bigger issue is the fact that this is something that's very important to her, and she's expressed that to him, and he just is refusing to acknowledge her feelings about it.
Yeah, then there's that, too.
Yeah, which can breed bigger problems in a marriage if you're ignoring your spouse's feelings about any issue.
Man, okay. All right. Well, I mean, so what are we saying? Oh, Ashton says, my dad's birthday is Christmas Eve, and we still make sure to do something special for him. There's no excuse.
Yeah, absolutely. My father-in-law, same thing.
Yeah.
We still separate his birthday separately. And, you know, sometimes there are times, I'm sure, when you can kind of combine it, like you said, if you're going to get like a bigger gift. But I think you always kind of talk to the person about it first and get them to sign off. But I really love the idea about this year, throwing herself a party, getting all of her friends on board, and then not getting him any Christmas presents. I think it's pretty savage, too, to get the point.
Yeah, and I...
Like, how do you feel not getting celebrated?
And I almost think getting the friend group involved to the point where it's coming from them, too. Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, listen...
Yeah.
Like, why
do you understand what a big issue this is?
Why is your wife having to throw her own birthday party? That's dumb.
Yes.
You know,
and
because
this is a gesture. This is one way that he can tell her he loves her. This is, you know, and what wife doesn't want that from her husband, and what husband shouldn't understand that?
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted. Hopefully we helped a little bit, at least. If you were trying to get through and you couldn't, you can always go to the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. We always post the group therapies up there for you to comment on and to listen back to. So at Ben and Kelly Show.